Did you ever hear spring onions?
Spring onions, that's what she was talking about. Somebody had a row of spring onions planted.
And what different kinds of potatoes do you have?
We have ice potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Is there another name for sweet potatoes?
Yams is used quite frequently for sweet potatoes. Of course, spuds is used for ice potatoes a lot.
And the kind of tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
Well, some people call them little patio tomatoes and a salad tomato.
Did you ever hear Tommy Toes?
Tommy Toes.
That's all the same thing?
That's all the same thing.
What did you call them when you were little?
We never did grow that type of tomato. I guess I was not too many years back when they've gained in popularity through here. But always the tomatoes that we grew was the bigger ones, you know, like you use for canning or slashing and that sort of thing.
And a little red thing that grows down in the ground.
A little red thing that grows in the ground.
About this.
Oh, radish.
And what different kinds of beans?
Well, we have what we call a butter bean, the colored butter bean or the speckled butter bean, and we have a white butter bean or a lima bean, and what we call the little green limas or baby limas, that sort of thing, and the old broadax, big old lima bean. And of course, you got your pole beans or your snap beans, and I believe that pretty well covers your beans.
To get the butter beans out of the pods.
Oh boy, you shell them.
And what's the difference between snap beans and string beans or green beans?
Snap beans and string beans are the same thing. They're the beans that you eat the hull and all. You know, you don't let them mature to the point they have seed in them. You get them when the hull is still tender and snap them and eat hull and all.
What about green beans?
Well, that's green beans to us.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
greens.
And something on the leafy vegetables.
Cabbage.
What else?
Collards.
Or something you'd have in a salad.
Or lettuce.
If you wanted to buy some lettuce, you might ask for 3
heads of lettuce.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children? Like someone had 6 children, say you had 6 heads of children.
I don't think I've ever used, you would use the word head in the number of cattle. He's got 10 head of cattle. That would mean your male, your female, and calves, grown cow, and everything. He's got 50 head of cows. That heads in counting that way, but I don't believe I've ever used it, not in counting children.
What if someone had about 14 children? You said you really had a
large family would be a big bunch or something like that.
Did you ever use the word passel?
Passel is used a little bit. Not very much. Some of your older people might use the word passel as meaning many. But not too often do you hear it anymore.
What would they use the word passel about?
Meaning passel of young'uns or that sort of thing. Just more so in the place of using several or something like that, meaning more than just a few, lots of them.
Say someone had about 500 acres of land, you'd say he had a
big farm, would be what we would say.
You would say a right smart of land?
Right smart, Right smart means it's a pretty good bit.
How do you use the word right smart?
He feels right smart better. Wendy feels right smart better. You mean they're not just up and about, but they're doing, they're on the mend.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you'd call?
Roast ears.
And the outside of the ear of corn?
That's shuck.
And the stringy stuff on it?
That's the silk.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And what different kinds of squash are there?